It's been 3 weeks now since the American embassy in Tehran was stormed and taken, 49 hostages being held in exchange for the extradition of the deposed Shah. Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini delivered another anti-American speech today, accusing President Carter of violating all human rights by refusing to release the Shah to Iranian authorities. President Carter will confer this morning with his top military advisors, and Mutual's Bill Grudy reports Iran is sure to be discussed.
The official purpose of the meeting at Camp David is to discuss the defense budget, but since White House officials say the Iranian situation is likely to come up, it also serves as another diplomatic signal to the Ayatollah. The meeting is set against a backdrop of the carrier Kitty Hawk sailing for the Arabian Sea and a number of indirect references this week to the use of force if a peaceful solution cannot be found. So by just calling public attention to this session, the administration has unsheathed the sword even further. Bill Grudy, Mutual News, the White House.
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a young woman armed with a handgun holding five hostages in her apartment released her captives and was taken into custody. She had demanded that President Carter be told about her plan for solving the Iranian crisis. This is news from Mutual Radio. I'm Clarissa Douglas Barnes.
Kids' nightwear, 20% off. Another super value from Sears. Cuddly Winnie the Pooh footed sleepers. Cute styles, too. The Sunny Bunch for girls. So soft, so pretty. On sale now. And NFL PJs by the score. NFL robes, too. All available in most larger Sears retail stores. All 20% off until December 1st. Dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. There's a bed full of buys at Sears, where America shops for value.
Mothers of America, if your family is frustrated by the same old side dish, fight back.
Give them a kick in the chops.
Pork chops.
With side quicks. Give them a kick in the legs.
Chicken legs.
With side quicks.
Give all your meals a kick with new side quicks, the delicious noodle and sauce side dish that cooks in 7 minutes in one pan with no draining, straining, or complaining. Four great flavors, too. So give your meals a kick with that new noodle and sauce side dish, side quicks.
Give them a kick in the rump.
Rump roast.
With side quicks.
Three explosions rocked the U.S. Marine Corps recruiting office and the Naval Reserve Armory in Chicago last night. Jim Ingram heads the Chicago FBI office.
At the present time, the FBI is conducting an investigation with the bomb and arson squad to determine what we can find as far as evidence. We do have no injuries.
FBI officer Jim Ingram. A Puerto Rican terrorist group claims responsibility for those blasts. A chartered airliner taking gamblers home from Freeport in the Bahamas to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, caught fire after takeoff early today. An engine fell off before the plane made an emergency landing. One of the 43 passengers broke an ankle getting out of the burning plane. 24,000 homes and businesses in Boston are still without power following an early morning blackout. Boston Edison reports an underground explosion and fire tripped a main electrical circuit breaker leading into town. Police officer James Kennelly says the effect is widespread.
It's a big burnout. They had a big burnout in the street just outside the plant, and it shorted everything. Burnt all the underground wiring. Even the plant management couldn't explain it. As a matter of fact, they're still investigating it at the plant as to what was the cause of it.
Police officer James Kennelly. You are listening to Mutual News.
You're gonna like us.
At TWA, we're trying to make flying easier, and one way is our advanced seat selection that lets you select your seat in advance when you reserve your flight. So now it's easier to get the type of seats you like on TWA.
You're gonna like us.
Interested in an RV but concerned about gas shortages? If so, Midas has the answer. Midas dual fuel systems operate on either liquid propane or gasoline and are now available on all Midas RVs and van conversions. The Midas dual fuel system offers many advantages, but most important, you are relieved of dependence on gasoline. Discover the advantages of the Midas dual fuel system at your Midas dealer today and forget about gas shortages tomorrow.
In the 3 weeks since the U.S. Embassy in Tehran was seized, phone operators at the Overseas Center in Jacksonville, Florida, have been handling about 1,000 Iran-related calls each day. Some of the callers, when told they cannot be put through to Iran, ask to talk to President Carter. The operators say some of the callers have been drinking, but others sincerely believe they can succeed where everyone else has failed in freeing the hostages. This is Clarissa Douglas Barnes, Mutual News.